Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Thoughts are powerful. Words just are powerful. Yike. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with instant illumination. Thoughts are powerful. Words, even just, are powerful. Yike. Now, we have been talking about enjoying our life and putting a little more imagination into it. And the comment came up that we should walk to the mailbox and put the mail in before, after breakfast, and then walk to the mailbox after lunch to pick up the mail. And Ellen jestfully said, "Now, we don't want to have to worry about you caving in or not making it back and forth. We don't want to have to worry about you not making it to the mailbox and making it back, because you might fall over, you might get sick, and you might have a heart attack, and you might, you know, die or something like that. We don't want to have to worry about that." Yeah, yeah, just. And we don't dare say things like that. We don't dare say things like that, certainly not if we're practitioners. We say, "Ingeborg, I don't want you going to the mailbox because I want to go. And I am driving there and having so much fun doing it. Now, Ingeborg, you take another trail, but I am doing the mailboxing because that's what I want to do." Now, that's not a joke.
Yeah.
And that's really what you want to do.
Right.
So we don't make jests. "But you might fall over, you might trip, you might hurt yourself. Then we wonder where you are. And midnight, we go out and look for you." Well, why didn't we go before that, you know? She's supposed to be back in time for lunch, for dinner.
Yeah.
So. But you see, we put those thoughts in mind, and then we wonder why we're having it. Now, our dear friend Sam Agabwa is in a hospital for a checkup. Well, we don't really care what the checkup's all about. We have no interest whatsoever what the checkup is all about. We know only one thing. Schnell.
He's all imperfect.
Bitte?
He is whole and perfect.
Bitte?
He is whole and perfect.
He is whole and perfect. So therefore, no matter what he goes there, the doctors are going to be so confused and so estranged to find him other than whole and perfect, because he's whole and perfect. Now, if we say, "Golly, I wonder what's wrong with him. I wonder why he's going there. I wonder what the really thing is that he's going there. Well, what's the real reason?" You see, the minute you think those kind of thoughts, you're giving power to something other than he's whole and perfect. Now, we all have illusions in our life. We have a handyman, and he comes here, and he's a dandy. He likes to be spick and span. He washes himself up before he comes to work to do dirty work. And after he does dirty work, he washes himself up before he goes back to his house. He doesn't want to go back to his house all dirty. So he washes himself up. So he comes in here looking spick and span in the morning, and he leaves here after he gets his check looking spick and span. And we think to ourselves, "My goodness, didn't he do any work?" See, there was no illusion of work on him. And he had washed it away. And he does that to the tractor, he does that to his equipment and tools, he keeps everything in perfect shape. Now, we are very happy about this. We don't even say, "Is he taking a shower on our time?" You know, we don't even say that. We just are very happy that he comes spick and span. Now, we say, "Here he comes, this beautiful, clean guy, and there he goes, this beautiful, clean guy." And then we go out and look and see what he did, and we find a whole bunch of dirty work that's all beautiful and clean. And we say, "Wow, he is amazing. He is amazing." Well, now, why should we think he's amazing? And that's the purpose. We pay him to be amazing. We pay him to go out and do the job that we want done. And we don't pay him to get dirty. We don't pay him to get clean. We just pay him to do the job. So when we go and view the job after he's finished with it, we say to ourselves, "My, he did such a nice job. Everything is so beautifully in place. How wonderful it all is." And then, are we surprised? And most of the time, yes. People are surprised at the things that they see done because they didn't really think that he'd get it done. Well, now, what did we hire him for? We hired him to get it done. Thoughts are powerful. Now, do we think he's going to have trouble doing what he wants to do? Why should he have trouble? He's a smart man. He thinks of things that we never even dream of thinking to make his work easier. He knows more techniques to make his work easy and yet get it done. And bless his heart. Bless his heart. Anybody who can get the work done and get it done in the easiest fashion and have it done nicely, go for it. Go for it. But the thing is, words, even jests, are powerful. Ha! You do that? Ha! Right away we're putting an obstacle in the way. You do that? Naturally. You're good. Anybody who comes to work here at the University of Healing, at the God Unlimited campus, absolute monastery here, anybody who comes here is perfect. People come onto this property and say, man, I just feel good on this property. I just feel like I've walked into paradise. Because the atmosphere here, the ambience, you know what ambience is? Mm-hmm. The ambience here is so fabulous, it's so great, it's so wonderful. It's just, it sounds so pure and uplifting. Now, that's what it should always be. Can anyone ever have a tummy ache while they're here? No. Can anyone ever have a heartache while they're here? No. Can everyone have a headache while they're here? No. Can anyone ever be less than perfect when they're here? No. When they leave here, they're on their own. But we see them whole and perfect. But if they choose to go back into the confusion of the world and say that that's their reality, well then they'll experience all that that reality brings to them, which is the headaches, the heartaches, the hurtaches, and that's not anything that we want. Yes, yik. Our thoughts are powerful. Our words are powerful. What are we going to do about them? How are we going to think about them? Yeah? So, Ingeborg writes an article, and in the article, she says she was so eager to wear her new coat, her new winter coat, even though it was very warm out, that it was very warm when she wore the coat. Now, what should she say? She should say something like this. I put the coat on because I was so eager to wear it, and I felt cuddly and snuggly. I felt just so wonderful in it, and I felt so good in it. And not one mention of being too of anything, too warm, too cold, too, you know, wet or anything. You just, it's so good, you know, and so wonderful. Everybody here comes to the ranch. Brex wants to eat him up. And finally they get him calmed down. And then they want to lay on the floor next to him. They want to put their head on him like a pillow. And Rex says, that's just fine. That's what I'm here for. And he is so cuddly and so snuggly. And you dig your hands into his deep pile of fur, his winter coat. And he's not too warm. He likes lying outside at night in the damp air with his fur coat on. He says, I got this fur coat and I want to use it. You know? And he goes in the house, and he's got his fur coat on. He's comfortable, too, because it's an insulator. It keeps him from getting too warm. It keeps him from getting too cold. Yeah. He handles it all perfectly. But you see, the minute you start saying, oh, I got too hot, I got too wet, I got too, you know, the minute you say that, probably want to rewrite that a little bit, huh? The minute you say that, what are you doing? What you're doing is you're saying to yourself, I believe in appearances. Now, what is the appearance of your new blue winter coat? It's a snuggly coat, right? I haven't seen it. You'll have to show it to me. A beautiful blue winter coat. Sky blue. Did I see it already? No, I didn't think so.
It hasn't arrived.
Huh?
It has not arrived.
Oh, it hasn't come yet? Oh, this is part of a story you're writing of a Zukunft, huh?
It also has a different color which arrived.
And different than blue?
Oh, we cannot.
My goodness, here I'm rewriting my story for our discussion. But, c'est la vie. So, just remember, see, thoughts are powerful. Now, what's going to happen when your new coat arrives? Are you going to snuggle with it? Are you going to wear it with the dogs? When you take the dog for a walk, are you going to feel just about, do you have big pockets in there to put the mail in there? Or to put your hands in there? Mm-hmm. She puts her mail bag on her back, you know, which is the rucksack. That's beautiful. But, hey, let's always be careful. And let's always be careful. Now, Sam Agabwa is being checked. When is Sam going to be whole and perfect?
Now.
When is Sam going to be whole and perfect?
Now.
When is Sam going to be whole and perfect?
Now.
If,
he is whole and perfect.
That's right, he is whole and perfect. But if we put any other cause in motion, Sam will be, it will come, it will happen, you know, maybe it will begin. You see, and the minute you say those silly things, you're disqualifying your remarks.
Yeah.
So the minute you say, I have my beautiful blue winter coat, then you have it. Now, it may be a different one from the one you just ordered. It may have been the one you ordered last year, or the one you ordered before, the one you ordered now. But c'est la vie. Alan, what did you like about my three sons? What did you like about the father when he worked with the children in the backyard?
He cares, because he cares and has values and imagination.
Fine, thank you. He cared, he has values, but he has
imagination.
Teaching the children imagination. And he said, with imagination you can go anywhere and do anything. You can be Huckleberry Finn going down the Mississippi River on a raft, even though the raft's in the backyard. And you can sleep in the raft, and then the night storm comes up, and all sorts of interesting things happen. And it's only about 20 minutes since you laid down to go to sleep, and all these adventures took place.
Yeah.
But you see, that's imagination.
That's cool.
And that's a father who really cares about his kids. He gets out there and does things with them. And he doesn't do like the brothers did. What did the brothers do? They built the raft. He wanted to help build the raft. You're in the way. We can build it faster without you. Well, how many parents find that they can do things faster without the kids doing it? So if the lawn needs to be mowed, Dad gets out there and whoosh, 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 and it's done. Junior gets out there and 2 or 3 days and it gets done. Well, he's a littler person. And pushing that lawnmower is not as easy for a littler person as it is for a bigger person. And I mean, this is something that sensitive fathers understand. Now, my father never pushed us on doing our jobs. He just wanted us to show that we were active at it. He did say, I cannot understand or I cannot imagine how you can figure out a way to sit down at any job you do. No matter what the job is, you find a way you can sit down at it. Or you don't have to stand up. And we did. We were quite amazing at that. But I think most children are. But that's part of the game of life. So, like he said, he was amazed. Because we said, I want to sit down. We were young kids growing up. And we ran into energy quick and we ran out quick, you know. And we needed to have sandwiches. And we needed to have apples, we need to have all those things, but that's just part of our growing up, and we had a lot of fun. So, until next time, remember, I love you eternally.
I love you.